You are going to listen to a podcast by Alana Brady, a professional Irish dancer. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then, you will hear the recording twice. While listening, answer the questions 1 to 8 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers. Hello everyone, my name is Alana Brady. I'm from County Down in Northern Ireland and I'm a member of the Riverdance 25th Anniversary Show Dance Troupe, the New Riverdance. Riverdance's origins go back to the Eurovision Song Contest in 1994, when the contest was being held in Dublin, the Irish capital. During the interval, a 7-minute traditional dance was performed and apparently about 300 million people globally watched it. The studio audience were on their feet clapping for 4 minutes after it ended. Just think about that. The producers realised then that the dance could be turned into a successful show to give the whole world an insight into Irish culture. I suppose Riverdance can best be described as a theatrical performance, the majority of which is Irish music and dance. I wasn't even born when the original Riverdance took the whole world by storm in the mid-late 1990s. But I grew up watching and re-watching the video of the early production. I took my first steps into the world of Irish dancing by accidentally running into my brother's Irish dance lesson in the local community centre when I wasn't even 2 years old. I tended to follow him around wherever he went. Back then, it was the dancers' heavy shoes moving to the rhythm and seeing their feet move so fast to the beat that excited me about Irish dancing. I was so into it. I pestered my parents to enrol me in a famous Irish dance school in Belfast, and eventually they gave in. Mum used to take me there twice a week, and it was a huge sacrifice for her as it's a long way. All that hard work and perseverance paid off, though, because I was crowned World Irish Dancing Champion when I was 11 and my family was so proud. Years later, I just got the results of my university entrance exams when I received a phone call from the management of Riverdance saying they wanted me to join the cast. I wasn't sure for what role exactly. Then the Riverdance director told me they wanted me to be a support dancer. As a dance troupe, we all went through a lot of mental and physical preparation in the lead up to the first show in Dublin in February. It was pretty full on. A 25th anniversary performance is a big deal. There were 7,000 people there that night, and as if that pressure wasn't enough, the original Riverdance cast were all there to watch us too. It was such a historic occasion and literally a dream come true. I got to meet Jean Butler, the original female lead dancer, right after the show. Her dancing in the original Riverdance was so inspiring. I'm a huge fan. I try hard to convey the joy of dance to every audience member. As dancers, we have to be able to capture the audience with our eyes as well as our movements around the stage. I think I'm good at expressing myself through dance and portraying how happy dance makes me feel. After our first performance in Dublin in February 2019, we left to go on tour. But then the coronavirus pandemic changed all that, and I ended up having to go into quarantine back home in Ireland with my family. Ireland was in lockdown and we weren't allowed to go anywhere. So I decided to put my time to good use by setting up a YouTube channel to inspire other dancers. I've also been keeping fit, so I'll be ready to go back on the road. My future now lies in the performing arts, travelling the world, doing what I love most, dancing. Well, for the next few years anyway. The bottom line is that I won't be able to do this forever, so I need to make sure I have a plan B. I'm thinking of setting up a dance school at some point so that I can, amongst other things, pass on my love of dance and fuel kids' imagination. Everyone, my name is Alana Brady. I'm from County Down in Northern Ireland and I'm a member of the Riverdance 25th anniversary show dance troupe, the New Riverdance. Riverdance's origins go back to the Eurovision Song Contest in 1994, when the contest was being held in Dublin, the Irish capital. During the interval, a 7-minute traditional dance was performed and apparently about 300 million people globally watched it. The studio audience were on their feet clapping for 4 minutes after it ended. Just think about that. The producers realised then that the dance could be turned into a successful show to give the whole world an insight into Irish culture. I suppose Riverdance can best be described as a theatrical performance, the majority of which is Irish music and dance. I wasn't even born when the original Riverdance took the whole world by storm in the mid-late 1990s. But I grew up watching and re-watching the video of the early production. I took my first steps into the world of Irish dancing by accidentally running into my brother's Irish dance lesson in the local community centre when I wasn't even 2 years old. I tended to follow him around wherever he went. Back then, it was the dancers' heavy shoes moving to the rhythm and seeing their feet move so fast to the beat that excited me about Irish dancing. I was so into it. I pestered my parents to enrol me in a famous Irish dance school in Belfast, and eventually they gave in. Mum used to take me there twice a week, and it was a huge sacrifice for her as it's a long way. All that hard work and perseverance paid off, though, because I was crowned World Irish Dancing Champion when I was 11 and my family was so proud. Years later, I just got the results of my university entrance exams when I received a phone call from the management of Riverdance saying they wanted me to join the cast. I wasn't sure for what role exactly. Then the Riverdance director told me they wanted me to be a support dancer. As a dance troupe, we all went through a lot of mental and physical preparation in the lead-up to the first show in Dublin in February. It was pretty full-on. A 25th anniversary performance is a big deal. There were 7,000 people there that night, and as if that pressure wasn't enough, the original Riverdance cast were all there to watch us too. It was such a historic occasion and literally a dream come true. I got to meet Jean Butler, the original female lead dancer, right after the show. Her dancing in the original Riverdance was so inspiring. I'm a huge fan. I try hard to convey the joy of dance to every audience member. As dancers, we have to be able to capture the audience with our eyes as well as our movements around the stage. I think I'm good at expressing myself through dance and portraying how happy dance makes me feel. After our first performance in Dublin in February 2019, we left to go on tour. But then the coronavirus pandemic changed all that, and I ended up having to go into quarantine back home in Ireland with my family. Ireland was in lockdown and we weren't allowed to go anywhere. So I decided to put my time to good use by setting up a YouTube channel to inspire other dancers. I've also been keeping fit, so I'll be ready to go back on the road. My future now lies in the performing arts, travelling the world, doing what I love most, dancing. Well, for the next few years anyway. The bottom line is that I won't be able to do this forever, so I need to make sure I have a plan B. I'm thinking of setting up a dance school at some point so that I can, amongst other things, pass on my love of dance and fuel kids' imagination.